WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody, settle in because today we're diving into something that can feel like a tidal wave of anxiety sometimes. Uncertainty. Ever felt like life was just one curveball after another? You know that feeling when everything feels up in the air and you just want to scream, just give me the script already. Well, guess what? We don't always get a script. Life is often improvisational. That's why I created this podcast, The Calm Within. It's all about finding that inner peace even when things around us feel like they're spiraling out of control. And let me tell you, learning to embrace uncertainty is one of the most powerful tools we have for building that inner calm. So, how do we actually do this? How do we stop panicking every time life throws a curveball? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the choppy waters of uncertainty with more confidence. First off, understand this. Uncertainty is not your enemy. It's part of the human experience. You know those super organized people who have their lives mapped out down to the minute? They still face unexpected challenges, believe me. It's just a matter of how we respond to those surprises that makes all the difference. Second, let go of the need for control. Seriously, it's like trying to herd cats, often futile and more stressful than it needs to be. You can plan, you can prepare, but sometimes things just happen. And that's okay. Accepting that there are things outside your control frees up mental energy for what you can influence. Think of it like this. Focusing on controlling everything is like trying to hold onto a handful of sand. The tighter you grip, the faster it slips through your fingers. Third, practice mindfulness. Sounds kinda hippy-dippy, right? But hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When anxiety creeps in, take a deep breath and focus on your surroundings. What do you see, hear, feel? This helps ground you and keeps you from getting lost in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Fourth, cultivate a growth mindset. See challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, not as personal failures. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Every obstacle overcome makes you stronger and more resilient. Remember, every failure is just a chance to recalibrate and try again with a new perspective. And lastly, remember that you are not alone. We all face uncertainty, and it can feel incredibly isolating sometimes. But connecting with others, whether it's friends, family, or even online communities, can provide invaluable support and remind us that we are all in this together. Okay, picture this. You just got laid off from your job. It's unexpected, it feels unfair, and your mind starts racing with what-ifs. The urge to panic is strong, but remember those 5 key takeaways. First, acknowledge the uncertainty is there, but it doesn't have to control you. Second, let go of trying to control the situation. You can't change what happened, but you can focus on what you can do next. Third, practice mindfulness. Take some deep breaths, ground yourself in the present moment, and resist the urge to jump to worst-case scenarios. Fourth, view this as an opportunity for growth. Maybe it's time to explore a new career path or pursue that passion project you've always dreamed of. And fifth, reach out. Talk to your support system, share your feelings, and know that you're not alone in this journey. So remember, uncertainty is inevitable, but how we respond to it is what matters. By embracing these principles, we can cultivate a sense of inner calm and navigate life's twists and turns with more confidence and resilience. As always, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for dealing with uncertainty? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.